Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire. Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week, we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us! I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life.
Whee! Greetings, gills and guppies, pikes and porpoises. It's time for another episode of Tales with a Whale. You're listening to your number one host in the ocean, the only marine biologist turned marine podcaster, me, Betty the Blue Whale. Welcome back to the show, where we talk all about the outrageous oceans and the marvelous marine life that live in it. As always, I'm coming at you from the famous underwater studio here at the bottom of the Pflugerville Ocean. If you happen to be a regular listener to all the great offerings from Go Kid Go, you might have heard of me, thanks to my appearances on Whale of a Tale, that amazing adventure series starring Xavier and Atlas, those erudite explorers of the deep. Well, now I've got my own show, and it's time again to learn all about the ocean. As per usual, I'm backed by the famous All Clam Jam Band and my best pal and intrepid reporter, Bubbles the Seahorse. Today, she is swimming off the coast of Indonesia, but we have her patched in via two-way radio. Let's see if she's around. Hey, Bubbles, can you hear me?
Howdy, Betty. Hearing you loud and clear.
Excellent. In that case, let's get started. It's Monday, which means I'd like to start the show with one of my favorite segments, Cetacean Sensation. Cetacean is a fancy science word for animals like blue whales, porpoises, and dolphins, marine mammals that breathe air. In this segment, we highlight a sensational cetacean and a cool fact about them. And today's cetacean certainly is sensational. That's right. I'm talking about none other than the world-famous Migaloo. Ooh. You've never heard of him? Well, that's okay. I'm going to tell you all about him. He's a humpback whale who lives off the coast of Australia. But unlike most humpback whales, Migaloo is pure white. Ah. It's true. That's because he has a trait called albinism, which makes animals called albinos. These animals don't have any pigment in their skin, and it can happen to pretty much any animal. A lot of cultures believe that albino animals are sacred symbols, and Migaloo is no different. Because his home is Australia, the local Aboriginal collective near where he spends most of his time in Hervey Bay were asked what to name him. They came up with the name Migaloo, which means white fella. The elders explained that all white animals appear on Earth to be respected and revered, and they should be honored with the reverence and respect, even if they don't appear to be normal. So, if you're ever swimming off the coast of Hervey Bay and you see a big white whale, give a wave to Migaloo. He'll probably wave back, or he might swim white by you. No? No, oh, fish sticks, I really need to work on my improv. Well, that music means it's time to move on to the main segment of the show. And since it's Monday, that means it's time for another installation of Sea Creature Feature. I'm really excited about today's guest, and I think you will be too. Let's get back to Bubbles and see if she spotted them. Hey, Bubbles. Do you see our guest of the day?
Not yet, Betty. So far, it's just been me and this lionfish. Although he doesn't sound particularly like any lionfish I've ever heard before. Whoa, hold on. I thought he was a lionfish, but now he's a jellyfish? What in Poseidon's name is going on? Well, now he's a sea snake. Something fishy is happening here, I tell you what.
Don't freak out, Bubbles. That's our guest. You found him. Today's special guest is the Mimic Octopus. And apparently, you've caught him doing his stuff. The Mimic Octopus is a fascinating creature that lives primarily off the coast of Indonesia. Like most octopus species, the Mimic Octopus has the ability to change his color to blend in with his environment by taking on the color and shape of rocks and coral. Octopus can do this because their skin is covered with small sacs of pigment, that's another word for color, called chromatophores. Octopus can change these chromatophores at the drop of a hat to blend in with their environment. But the Mimic Octopus has one more trick up their sleeve than just changing color. True to his name, his special talent is mimicking other animals. Ordinarily, the Mimic Octopus is brown and beige, with small horns that protrude from each eye. And he looks, well, like an octopus. But when the mood strikes, the Mimic Octopus changes his shape by reforming his body and moving his tentacles around to look like certain animals in the ocean. And even more cool, the Mimic Octopus is the only known animal in the ocean that has the ability to imitate other animals.
Ooh.
Why do they do this though? It can't just be because they want to win the underwater talent show every year. Scientists believe they do this in order to avoid predators and also to get close to prey. For instance, sometimes the Mimic Octopus will shape its body to look like a crab, and when another crab searching for a mate spots the octopus, it'll come closer, thinking love is in the air, until the octopus reaches out and snatches him.
I'm sure glad I don't look like a crab then. Wait a second, they don't mimic seahorses, do they?
Not that we know of. The Mimic Octopus can mimic the lionfish, the jellyfish, the sea snake, and the zebra sole, but its preferred animal to mimic is the flatfish, which it seems to be the easiest for them to do. They can also camouflage their exterior to blend into their sandy environment. Pretty crazy, right? Sometimes I wish I could change my color, but then I remember my favorite color is blue. So what would I even change it to? Okay, folks, well, that music means we've come to the end of another show. I'd like to thank Bubbles the Seahorse.
Pleasure's all mine.
And the All Clam Jam Band. And of course, our special guest, the Mimic Octopus. Don't forget, folks, that we've got a lot of amazing content from Go Kid Go to check out. There's always a new show or new adventure dropping, so don't miss out. Just check out all our other offerings wherever you get your podcasts. And before we go, I have one last thought for you. How did the octopus make the whale laugh? With its tentacles. Get it? So long, folks, and happy swimming.
Woo-hoo. Go, kid, go.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.